first votes of campaign 2016.
We will win the Iowa caucuses.
Candidates push for turnout.
You gotta get out. Get up and caucus.
And support.
Stick with me. Stick with a plan.
In tight races.
Here in Iowa, it is virtually tied.
Plotting strategy.
To battle the Zika virus.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Des Moines with the CBS World News Roundup. After months of debates, millions in TV ads, and countless controversies sparked by the Republican frontrunner, the race for the White House begins in earnest tonight.
I'm telling you, we're going to do a hell of a job. We are going to make America great again. I promise.
Donald Trump campaigned across Iowa this weekend, calling on voters to caucus for him.
You have a lousy record. 16 years and you haven't picked a winner. Please pick a winner this time, okay? I'm going to win.
Trump leads the final Des Moines Register Bloomberg poll by 5 points, topping Texas Senator Ted Cruz 28-23%. Trump has drawn the biggest crowds, but will his fans become his voters?
Well, I know that I'm going to caucus, and I talked to two of my friends that said, yes, they're definitely going to caucus.
Diane's a lifelong Iowan, but she's never been to a caucus before.
It's just, I think, my time to really stand up, because I have 5 grandchildren, and they deserve a far better country than what it is now.
Dave, a retired engineer, says the same.
Our grandkids are in for one hell of a life if things don't change.
18-year-old Jacob will attend his first caucus for Trump.
I like the way how he's going to lock down our borders and protect our country.
These last few weeks, Trump's been hitting his nearest rival hard.
Ted Cruz has been severely affected by the Goldman Sachs loans.
Ted Cruz is an anchor baby in Canada.
If everyone here...
Down 8 points in the Register poll since last month, Cruz is counting on constitutional conservatives and evangelical voters to show up for him tonight.
The strength of this campaign is the grassroots army that is coming together all across this great state.
Cruz has a large team of staff and volunteers here, and he's painstakingly visited all 99 Iowa counties.
We need to take power out of Washington and back to we the people. That is what this campaign is all about.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio placed third in the latest poll, but he's also the top second choice of likely caucus goers. He argues he's the most electable Republican in November.
I'm asking you to caucus for me because if I'm our nominee, we win.
CBS's Steve Futterman is here in Des Moines covering a tight Democratic race.
The campaigns of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders came to an end here last night as they each made their final campaign appearances.
Stick with me. Stick with a plan. Stick with the experience. Stick with the ideas that will actually work for our country.
Hillary Clinton is the favorite. But Sanders is just 3 percentage points behind in the latest Des Moines Register poll that's within the margin of error. And he is confident he will do well.
Iowans understand that they have a very unique role to play in the presidential process.
Some Democrats still have not decided who they will caucus for tonight.
I will be going to a caucus. I have not made up my mind.
This woman made her decision after attending the Clinton rally.
Yeah, I just made up my mind tonight. I'm voting for Hillary.
A win tonight here for Clinton would be a big boost for her campaign, especially since next week in the New Hampshire primary, she is a huge underdog.
Turnout is the key to victory here in Iowa. Voters will have to brave snow tonight as they gather at thousands of caucus sites, from high school auditoriums to private homes.
That precinct level could have 10 people in it.
Iowa GOP Chair Jeff Kaufman explains that for Republicans, it's a secret ballot.
Simply writing the name on a piece of paper.
But for Democrats, Party Chair Andy McGuire says supporters must stand in groups.
You want to go to this corner for this person or this corner for this person, and then you may have another discussion because someone might not have enough people to be what we call viable.
The viability threshold for Democrats is 15%, meaning supporters of Martin O'Malley may be asked to make a second choice. And in the tight contest between Clinton and Sanders, O'Malley supporters could make the difference. CBS News political director John Dickerson says Iowa could help thin the pack.
One of the things that Donald Trump has benefited from is a split of a multi-candidate field. All of the mainstream voters are kind of giving their votes to a lot of different candidates. If you look at New Hampshire and the latest polls there, Rubio, Christie, Bush, and Kasich are all kind of at the same level. So if there is a winnowing, we would see that mainstream vote rise, and that would finally put pressure on Trump, because one of the big things he has not yet solved is that he has a ceiling on his support. The support he does have is incredibly strong, incredibly durable, but it's been hard for him to grow his support.
The first results of campaign 2016 should start coming in around 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight.
Stephen Portnoy in Iowa, thanks. World health officials concerned about the Zika virus here in the Americas are meeting to plot strategy. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us from the Foreign Desk in London.
Stung by accusations its slow response to Ebola costs lives, the WHO is holding an emergency summit on the Zika virus this hour, deciding whether to declare a global health emergency. That would free up resources to be thrown at the virus, which has been linked to thousands of babies being born with severe brain abnormalities. But with no cure available and any vaccine years away, there's little comfort for women of childbearing age in the countries affected, including potentially the southern U.S. Steve?
The first Ukrainian soldiers trained by American forces are about to head back to the battle against Russian-backed separatists. CBS's Cammie McCormick is in Ukraine with them.
These Ukrainian army soldiers are preparing to return to the front in eastern Ukraine, and the U.S. hopes to increase their chances of surviving. The American soldiers have even built a trench out in this training field, Captain Evan Adams.
It's a very different thing that they're facing that we're used to.
The U.S. soldiers are also learning from the Ukrainians because of the type of warfare they've seen.
They're going against an enemy that has very sophisticated weapons.
Lieutenant Colonel Nick Dusich is the U.S. commander here and says that's not the only challenge.
They're retooling an army from scratch.
It could be years before the Ukrainians are able to continue this training without international assistance. Cammie McCormick, CBS News in Western Ukraine.
Two Virginia Tech engineering students are charged in connection with the abduction and murder of a 13-year-old girl. The story is shaking the campus in Blacksburg.
You don't have to know him or anything like that, just to feel for the family. Your heart goes out to them.
At least one death in Southern California is blamed on a strong storm system that rolled through, packing winds, heavy rain, and snow.
It was scary. All the cars are all moving and windy.
And federal investigators are due to release evidence they've gathered in last year's deadly Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia. The train was going about twice the posted speed limit of 50 miles an hour. 8 people were killed. Cuba says it's launched broadband internet service in 2 Havana neighborhoods. It's a pilot project in a changing country that's been one of the world's least connected nations. A new report looks at dietary fiber and breast cancer risk. CBS's Barry Bagnato has details.
Young women who eat lots of high-fiber foods are making a good investment in breast cancer prevention. In a large Harvard study of more than 90,000 women, those who had high-fiber intakes earlier in life sharply lowered their risk. For every 10 grams of daily fiber consumed during adolescence, roughly 1 apple or 2 slices of whole wheat bread, the risk dropped by 16%. The effect was even greater when it came to earlier onset breast cancer before menopause. The findings are reported in Pediatrics.
Turns out on the same day last week that founding Jefferson Airplane member Paul Kantner died, another original member of that group also passed away. Vocalist Sine Anderson, who left after the band's first record, was 74 years old. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. For Stephen Portnoy in Iowa, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.